Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Welcome to our Christian Television Network audience. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Join us is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Are we not having fun?
Yes.
If you missed earlier programs, we were talking about the Bob Jones prophecy that he got when he was in heaven. It began, God spoke to him. When he died, he went to heaven and came back. He didn't want to come back until God told him it was for 1 billion souls. And it's just so encouraging because prophecy is meant to warn, but also meant to encourage. There's other areas of prophecy. And we like this because we had to do the other, you know, and now we're like, this is good. This is good. Mm. And so we're just going to continue this conversation in today's program, talking about the Lighthouse prophecy given by Bob Jones, who has just recently gone to be with the Lord, and a general, and who prepared. He did. And God gifted him in a way to do what he did. And prepare for 1 billion souls worldwide. It was amazing, the things. And you think about just out of the Asian move coming out of IHOP and what Mike Bickle's doing, there's so many on fire Chinese and South Koreans and, you know, Asians that they'll labor in the worldwide harvest fields, you know.
I was going to say, if you ever doubted what God can do through one man who truly trusts in the Lord, you know, they don't need to doubt. I mean, Bob Jones didn't promote his ministry. He didn't write a book. He didn't do any of this stuff. And God used him, like you said, to speak into all of these ministers' lives that are just have huge, you know, ministries, equipping ministries that are actually ministering to the entire body. But listen, all you need is you and God. You and God is enough.
That's right.
Yeah, and the and it just shows you can spend all your time in the school of prophets.
Yeah.
Or you can listen to the word of God when he speaks and repeat what he says and take no credit for it, you know. And then what it is, he just spoke what God said.
That's it.
And that's much more powerful. Just repeat what he says. And that's what God wants. God's looking for folks that just understand this is what he's doing. He's the one doing this, and he's been doing it, and he wants to continue to do it. And those that will, he's not looking for able vessels, he's looking for willing vessels, because he will actually enable the willing vessels that are there. And 700, according to that word, a leadership of 700 working together and training up and launching. I mean, think about a billion souls and what it would take for the church in the world to be able to handle that. Disciple and train and launch and relate, and those there. It's exciting, but it's very demanding too, you know, in the context of that, because it's a journey.
Sure.
It's a journey. Discipleship's a journey and all of that. Salvation is instant, but discipleship is a process that some get on, some don't get on, and some start on but don't stay on. And Jesus said, you're really my disciple if you follow my teachings. They know the truth, and the truth will set you free, right? And he says, go make disciples of the nations. He didn't just say, you know, go tell people I exist and get them to commit to the reality that I exist. He says, even demons know that and tremble. He says, go make disciples, you know, and we can't be in rebellion against God and think we're in relationship with God. And that would mean if God says this is the way you should go, walk in it. And we say, no, knowing and saying, I believe that he exists, no matter what religion tells you. I mean, come on, if your spouse did that, you'd be upset. If your child did that, you'd be upset. If your employee did that, you'd be upset. And us being evil understand that. How much more does God understand? You said no to his ways, but yes to his name, because you thought that was a get out of hell free card.
Right.
Instead of understanding that God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. It's just, that's what this is all about. But that we're talking about the Lighthouse, oh, there it is, the Lighthouse prophecy. And in the Lighthouse prophecy, he starts talking about the next aspect of it. And you can get all these, you know, segments. You can get at VFNTV.com or on the app, or you're viewing them possibly on Christian Television Network as well. But he talks about that the Mayflower did not have lifeboats. I mean, think about the Mayflower. When you think about when the pilgrims were coming, if you really understand the story and thank the Lord for
Monumental.
Monumental done by Kirk Cameron. And you can find out about that on the VFN Torch. But it really tells the story of these persecuted people who would have stayed where they were, but they couldn't live. They would be dead if they stayed where they were. And they just found God. The Bible was released to God in their hands, and they found God, and they had a relationship with him. They wanted to follow God's ways. They became disciples of Jesus. And a long story short, they had no choice but to be pilgrims, to begin to head out. And it was costly, but there was no, I mean, it's silly to think if you're running for your life that, is there a way to have is there a 401k with us? I mean, is there a lifeboat with us? You know, so many people think, you know, this is what Steve was talking about with Peter Wagner, and we've played it before. You may hear it again in the future. Maybe we'll have it during the break right here, where he's talking about, you know, salary packages. You know, he's talking about Peter Wagner, if you can find that. Right. He says, is there a salary package with that? And he says, I'm not talking lettuce, brother. We're talking about, they're asking if there's a salary package for that. And I said, what are we doing? That's a lifeboat when you think like that. And the thing about it is, if you can just go through the places where our soldiers lay, their bodies lay in state, for the fact that they gave their lives down because they believed and fought for this country and the Constitution, defended our right to do what we're doing now.
Yeah.
And you can go back and look at the martyrs in history and what those that we read about continually have done and laid down their life. There's no lifeboats. There was no lifeboat with Paul when Paul was chained up, you know, going to Rome when the storm hit it. The only lifeboat he had was a word of God that says, this is what God said. If we hold on to his word, then we'll live. But if you jump off this wreck, you'll be wrecked. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so this is a very important part of this word is that there is no lifeboat. There was no lifeboats on the Mayflower. So when we're launching into this, understand it's going to be an intense, tense time. He goes on to say in the Lighthouse Prophecy, the temple that I saw is actually the lighthouse of God, the real lighthouse of God that eliminates the area and gives the inspired word of God by the mouth of an anointed priest. It's spoken of like in Malachi 2, 5 through 7. The Malachi mandate of all the different things, you think about it. And then he goes on, he talks about how the Lord has preserved hidden manna for this day. Think about it. There's hidden manna, he talks about, that there's something that has not yet been revealed that's going to be revealed in this day. And we're seeing a revelation. This whole journey, I mean, it's been unveiling of things that he's showing us. And he says, it is strong meat. Of Hebrews chapter 5 and 6, he talks about this manna and this strong meat will be revelation of the written word of God. And it will actually eliminate. We talked about, you know, VFN radio is about that, about bringing light to all that the Lord is doing. So it's pretty, you know, some awesome light, but it's also some new revelations going to be coming according to this prophetic word. And he said, this hidden manna will bring light to those living in the darkness of the doctrines of the Nicolaitans, which the Lord hates. So there are doctrines, religious doctrines, that people are following that are not of God. I mean, think about how much God would really hate that. In his name, you are perverting his gospel. Mm. And he says, he hates these Nicolaitans. He hates that. Mm-hmm. And he said, but this light is going to reveal those held captive by those false teachings, which means, if you're following that kind of situation, when this brightness of God's word is released in the Gulf Coast, it's going to show that. You're going to be able to see that. It makes me think of the call when, you know, Rick Joyner writes about his vision and how people were locked down in prison. God's people were locked in prison and how to get out of that. Right. And how there's these groups inside, these clique type situations. And that when he would show up, the light in his life would help them to see everything. But when he walked away, they were back in darkness again. And what this word is saying, based on what I'm understanding here, that a lighthouse brings light to everyone. Mm-hmm. So the whole Gulf Coast, the boom, is going to get free. Everybody's going to go look and go, my goodness. And then when somebody walks away from you, it doesn't matter because you got the light of the lighthouse. I mean, think about it. You know, VFN TV and the daily radio program could be a part of bringing that light to you that you can listen to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. and get in so many different ways to say, you know, what is a perspective? What is a biblical perspective? A normal conversation about a normal life, but about a awesome, holy God.
Yeah.
You know, and not being, you know, yelled at, but just talked about, you know, what's going on with this? What meanest thou this, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's very exciting. That means people are going to be set free, because once you can see you're in captivity, you can get free. Jesus said, he says, I am the bread of life. He is the hidden manna. And he finally says, the Lord is revealing that he desires to restore the lighthouse and the old temple, which is the lighthouse of God. It's the lighthouse that will keep ships, leaderships, from shipwreck in the times to come. So there's a time coming right now that, you know, old practices of trying to do this thing outside the ways of God is not going to stand. The only thing that's going to stand is doing it God's way, God's way of doing that. And it's exciting to hear about that, because when we hear the lighthouse prophecy, you know, being established, the lighthouse is being established in Paramount and being established, and God's doing something. I don't know why Pensacola. You know, I don't know why the Gulf Coast. I mean, how many people ask those questions, especially those that, but I can tell you this, that we were about to shift. We were about to shift, and we were going to go in the center northern part, well, Dallas, just north of Dallas, Texas. We had everything wide open for us in Dallas to move our studios there and do what we're doing. And just, it was, you know, but as we were preparing to come from around the nation to go to this place in Dallas, God spoke. The America shifted. God spoke, and he spoke very specifically, and he gave two distinct words over where the mountain's going to be.
Yeah.
Very distinct words. I mean, so I was like, you know, I remember somebody was asking me, they go, well, did God mention me? And it's like, what do you say? You know, what do you say to that? You know,
right.
And the thing about it is God's talking, and he's doing something, and he's going to do something in Pensacola and in this game, kind of Gulf Coast region. And I really believe, I really feel in my spirit, when you look at if you're hungry for it, proven by Charles Seymour, God will move where you're at. So it's not necessarily a region, but whatever births in this particular area is going to be birthed in the nation. Like a womb would. And so a glory zone. And we've already seen since that turn, we've seen industry come in. We've seen business come in. We've seen the economy go up. Jobs are coming in. Mm-hmm. What that means is this, church around the world, around the nation, that if you take this same mindset towards God, if you say, that's what I want, God, I want your leadership in my life. I want your lighthouse in our city. Then you're looking at the same thing will begin to happen in your city. But God will get all the glory for it. More when we come back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Even though you've said or done something as a parent that you wish you could take back, it's not too late. This is Focus on the Family Minute, and I'm John Fuller. Here's Jill Savage talking about the concept of do-overs.
As parents, sometimes we can look at ourselves and say, I haven't handled this real well. And there's nothing wrong with pulling our kids together and saying, I'm sorry, I have allowed you to get away with this, or I have not been a good leader to you, and we're going to start all over again. I'm going to set some ground rules. I'm going to set some expectations. And what a difference that can make.
It's never too late to admit your mistakes and start over. Sometimes that's the best thing you can do. Now, we've got more trusted advice to help you in your journey as a mom or a dad at FocusOnTheFamily.com/parenting.
God is doing some amazing, amazing things. If you missed our earlier program, you need to get a perspective of a crying out for justice with Pastor Cy E. Remember, we're four programs back to back. If you missed any, you can catch them at VFNTV.com, download our app or whatever. But we want to keep in a continual conversation with you with that, because we got to have a perspective. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news that you know. The reason why is because God's going to hold you accountable. God is going to hold each of us accountable. We stand alone before God. And that's how you can just be confident that you're just doing what you can with what God has entrusted to you, and you're being faithful. And one thing that we want to do, and the Lord's really spoken to us about this, that, you know, stay in relationship with us. We'll stay in relationship with you as long as the Lord will allow us, and say, you know what, let's continue this broadcast around the nation and around the world. But he's shown us some very hopeful things. And if we will trust him in this, and if we will believe him and begin to speak these things out while getting our heart, it's not like a default setting, like we can stay in rebellion and stay in sin and continue to, you know, all these wrong things, mm-hmm. and it's going to happen. But if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and repent and turn and pray to God, he says, listen, he'll hear and he'll change things. And I believe he's going to change things regionally. He's going to change things state by state. So you can be in a state that's lost their state of mind, the original intent, or you can be in a city that's lost their state of mind, and you can say, you know what, this particular city is like the city that Lot was in, so I'm going to find me another city under a man or woman of God who loves God, who hears from God, and I'm going to plant myself right there, and that's where me and my family are going to sow, we're going to be faithful to God. We're going to pray that God would cover us in the context of that and speak to us, and we're going to obey God in that. And maybe the VFM Dream Center is for you. Maybe the VFM Dream Center is for you. Truly, loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same. Our hope, and we are hearing the Lord, as many are, and our goal is just to communicate that to you so you could be all that God has called you to be. And find out more at VFNDreamCenter.com, VFNDreamCenter.com for more details on that. You can join us virtually or join us on the Gulf Coast. We're located in the Pensacola area, but also reaching around the nation and the world with it's exciting.
It's exciting.
It's exciting no what doubt. God is doing. This. We call it the dream because it's what God said, and we're just doing what he said, and it's amazing how that's taken. That's why we're here. That's why we're here talking to you right now. God said it. We're just doing it.
That's right.
Just doing what God said.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome back. Joining me is Pat and John. We have brought it to a conclusion talking about the Lighthouse Prophecy. Be encouraged. Go to the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and begin to just kind of, hover over it. You can pray over it. Just ask God, you know, if it agrees with your spirit, say, Lord, I would like to see this happen. And prepare yourself because we're beginning to see the wisdom unfold and how to be a part of that, how we can do this thing. And it's about all of us doing it together for the glory of the Lord. I love what Bob Jones said down in that area. He said he is with the Pensacola Bay Baptist Association, you know, with a lot of the Baptist churches. He says that in New Year's down there in Pensacola, New Year's Eve night, I guess, he said, we've come down, we want to go down there and speak a blessing over the city, and we want to make Jesus' name famous. Mm. I'm like, go, Bob.
Love that.
That was awesome. Talk to us what's happening with the laws, John. Over in Alabama.
Yes. Just last week, Alabama lawmakers approved a bill banning abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. If this completely passes, it would be the strictest abortion law in the U.S.
So once you can hear the baby's heartbeat, you can't.
You can't.
Abort, which is like, what, days? Is that a week?
Just a few weeks, really. Yeah. Really. And this is huge because, you know, since 1973, Roe versus Wade, that made abortion legal. We know that just because things are legal, they're not moral. 55 million plus babies have been born and have been murdered.
Which is like half of the United States if you took the number of population in states, right?
25 states, yeah.
25 states have been aborted. Is that not? It's just, you know how it is. I mean, if you understand the Lord, that's innocent bloodshed, which God will forgive you, but understand we have to deal with the blood, that the innocent blood, and say, dear God, and begin to repent for it, yeah. That God would turn.
Well, when broken down, that's 3,322 abortions per day, 138 every hour, and 2 abortions every minute.
So every single minute, two more. Understand this. This is the one God that God hated, the false God that God hated the most. It was the God of Moloch. And the reason why he hated that God, based on the scriptures, is people would sacrifice their children to Moloch. It's the sacrifice of children. And you can almost define Moloch as idolatry, that because of because of me, because of what this is going to mean in my life, because I'll have to suffer, I'll have to raise this child, or this is an unwanted child, or it's going to cause me to have to work longer or not work or whatever.
Or ruin my life.
The president talked about he didn't want his daughters to have,
wow,
you know, that situation going on. And so because of self, idolatry, then Moloch, the altar of Moloch, they would sacrifice, because what happens is, under the false gods, the false god, they would promise something. And if you sacrifice to that false god, they say, then this is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you sacrifice your children, they would say, you get this. And so today, when somebody says, if I, you know, the fruit of their life, if I sacrifice my child, then I get, my life gets to be about all me.
Right.
You know, we have an article on the VFN Torch. You got to hear it or see it, talking about, there's clubs talking about, you know, singles and no children.
Right.
I forget what it's called. You can find it'll be related to it. But so that's still happening today. It just happens, instead of being on a rock,
right,
on the top of a on a ziggurat or some sort of a shrine, it's on a metal table in a stucco building, done under the guise of a
medical procedure.
But Alabama now.
Alabama
has stepped in behind that sheetrock wall, and they said, not in our state.
Listen, the bill's called HB 490. It passed in the House 73-29, and the measure severely punishes doctors who would go against this piece of law, making it a felony. And so this is serious business here. Still has to go through a final vote. But, you know, we've been praying as you know, along others, a simple prayer, you know, dear God, end abortion, send revival. And we saw a wave happen over the summer. If you remember, we covered that extensively on The Torch, and I encourage you to go to The Torch and listen to these segments, because it's encouraging. Yeah. But we saw laws that were passed in Florida with the Baby Alive Bill.
We had the Baby Alive Bill with Governor Rick Scott. And let me just tell you this. This is what the congressmen that were there at that bill signing said to me. And maybe Pat may have been there with him saying it. There's never been a governor ever that ever sat at that desk in the governor's mansion and the governor's place in Tallahassee, I guess the capital of Florida, that would have signed that bill. Which means the governor who Florida has now, according to these congressmen, is the only one at this point that ever would have done that.
Wow.
And he signed the Baby Alive Bill, which means if that baby's born alive, if you do anything other than give it life and take care of it or rush it to a hospital or help it out, then you will be prosecuted to the extent of the law, because that is a citizen of the United States and a citizen of Florida.
And that's even if it's a botched abortion, they have to take that baby and make sure it gets...
Yeah, well, a botched abortion means they didn't kill the child.
Right.
You know,
right.
They're still alive. Yeah, exactly. And I have the pen, you know, I had the pen in my office that, you know, one of the pens that he was using to sign that with, and got to stand there with him. And to me, it was very rewarding because, you know, God called us back, which is another sign, I believe. We talked about the Lighthouse Prophecy, that God will reward us stopping innocent bloodshed, you know, going in that direction. And there is a way to prevent unwanted pregnancies. There is a way to do that.
Yes, there is.
You know, it's abstinence.
That's
and
right.
Say, you know, if you don't, you know. You don't get pregnant.
Yeah.
You don't get pregnant.
Amazing how that
works. Forgot about the whole aspect of things.
Sure.
And there is a way to prevent all that bloodshed. And it's, you know, living, you know, God's way of walking and seeking his grace to be able to do that. And then having children in the context of marriage. But have children. I always tell folks that even they're going through a rough situation and they had their child. And I knew what they were going through those all those questions. I look at them. I say, I just want to tell you. Thank you for giving this child life.
Yes.
Thank you. I know that you're going through some rough time right now. I know it's difficult for you, But I want to tell you right now, thank you for giving that child life. Thank you for not taking his or her life. And I'll give you some more wisdom. You need help. You know, if you need help, if you're at the end of your ability to be patient, you know, get some wisdom. There's so many parents, and there's women, there's people right now, even World News last night, they were talking about these Boston families. They come in there and they just hold babies. That's all they did. They hold the babies in the hospital because they needed somebody to be able to pay attention. Mm-hmm. There's somebody that will help you and give you wisdom on how to raise that child.
Mm-hmm.
And, but thank you. Thank you for giving birth to that child. And I just pray the Lord would bless you with wisdom and bring you into the family of God and empower you and give you a grace that you'll say, man, this is the best thing that I ever did. I'm so thankful that I didn't listen to the counsel that was telling me to take the life of my child. But my child lives, and today, because he lives, I live for the Lord. God bless.
For your sewing and sewing machines, contact Sue, the sewing specialist, at All About Sewing, your sewing superstore in Mobile, Alabama. Don't forget to contact her at 251-634-3133. It's All About Sewing with Sue. Visit Copy Products today with 5 locations on the Gulf Coast to better serve you. They can help you with all of your copying and scanning needs. Copy machines, fax machines, scanners, printers, shredders, and so much more. Contact them today at 850-432-1580. Horse Rides of Pensacola, where they offer riding lessons, trail rides, riding excursions, and fun on the farm, and so much more. Saddle up and let's go for a ride today. On the Gulf Coast, contact Steve Barnhill's Paint and Body Shop with over 25 years of experience. No job is too big and no job is too small. Get in contact with them today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, every one of us go through times in our life where it just seems hopeless. As a matter of fact, I remember watching young people who had on their windshields with vinyl lettering. The words were hopeless. I couldn't believe that. Why would you put that? Don't put that on your, you know, and I can understand. Maybe it's a cry of your heart. You're going, listen, I need hope. Well, I got news for you that right now on your on VFNTV.com or on your VFNTV app, and you can find it by going to your browser and type in VFNTV.com, and it'll lead you through the steps to be able to have it on your iPhone or your mobile device or your iPad or iPod or your all the wonderful stuff that they have out there. And so, but with that, you can get hope, because you got to understand that, you know, when you think about Abraham, against all hope, in hope, he still believed. It's okay. A lot of times we're looking and said, okay, I've looked at the evidence. I looked at my inabilities. I looked at my finances. I looked at my relationship. I looked at what everybody's saying about me. I looked at all these different things. But you can do that. You can look at your reality. It's okay in God to look at your reality. And in the natural sense, it ain't going to happen.
Right.
But you still can have hope against that hope, but it's a different hope. It's called faith. It says, now faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. And it's hope. It's that kind of hope. You know, inside of me, it hasn't manifested yet, but what I'm believing God for is going to come to pass. And, you know, and I have a dream. I literally have a dream that God is going to pour out a third great awakening. I know, obviously, you know, that, you know, the church is going to have to be, you know, in agreement with what God is saying. But I'm just believing you. That's why we're on VFN TV and VFN Radio, to be able to talk to you and encourage you. Listen, God's got good plans in store for you. Good plans in store for you. And I have a dream.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Big shout out to our Christian Television Network audience out there. We're so glad that you join us today. Joining me is Pat Hamilton, producer of VFN Radio Program, and also John Ramos.
Hello.
Man, if you missed our earlier program, it's amazing what Alabama is doing over there. And as a matter of fact, not only Alabama, but Alabama passed a law. It was like 73-29, the HB 490 law that says that if that baby's got a heartbeat. Is it gone all the way through already?
No, because it has to pass another.
The Senate?
Yeah.
Okay, but the Congress has passed it.
Strong.
Strong, 73-29, which says if that baby has a heartbeat, you cannot take its life with strong ramifications if you.
Felony.
Lord, we just pray right now for Alabama and the Senate that they would follow suit. That is a hub state. Maybe that's why it's going to be a hub state. And so, but there's other states just recently that begin to really focus on this cause. What were the states that focused on?
Wisconsin, Texas.
What are they passing?
Abortion banning laws around 20 weeks.
Okay.
Which is, I mean, if you look at the, you know, fetus at 20 weeks, this is, from the beginning it's a baby, but my goodness, just to say that, you know, anyone even would dare have a problem with that. But you have laws that were passed in Wisconsin, Texas, Ohio, and Arkansas, and now Alabama as well as Florida. And so we saw that huge wave happen over the summer.
Wow.
And continue to pray. This is a direct answer to prayer. Mm. Continue to pray. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, end abortion, sin revival. Yes. And that was birthed International House of Prayer, Kansas City. Yeah. They began to pray. Very simple, to the point, you know, the Lord
targeted.
Says pagans are the ones that keep rambling. You don't need to ramble on. Just say, dear God, end abortion. And the reason why is it's innocent bloodshed.
Yeah.
God, of all the things, even Abel's blood cries out today. So whether it's an adult or a baby or whatever, there's something about innocent blood that as you can read, when you read about Jehoiakim and Zedekiah and Josiah, that was the innocent bloodshed that was on the land that caused God to come judge a nation and brought it into Babylonian captivity. And so it's important for us to just, you know, pray for that. And if you're one of the men or women who participated in doing that, understand God forgives, you know, God forgives. So you just got to say, dear Lord, this was sin. It was wrong. It's not what they said it was. It is murder. And I did it, and God forgive me for it, and heal me, and help me be a voice for the voiceless now.
Yes.
I mean, how much stronger can you be standing up and saying, listen, and giving your testimony?
Mm-hmm.
I think about the young lady that goes to the different schools. I can't remember her name, but she talks about, you know.
STDs and.
Well, she talks about sexuality. And abstinence is the best way, and she just tells all the stats like it is, and it's real intense. Pam Stensel.
Yeah.
And but she ends with saying, you know, this is so important because there are, and she talks about this particular child. This mother was going to abort her child, but it was what they call a botched abortion. In other words, they didn't kill the child.
Mm-hmm.
And she had the child, and then she says, and that child was me.
Yeah.
Wow.
And now she's affecting all those kids' life. If you have not invited Pam Stensel to your school, your public school, your Christian school, or what, I would encourage you to get it. Maybe her stuff will be available on the torch. Make it available for everybody to access her online media.
Also, be sure to go to the links at vfntv.com. We have other resources available to you in the event that, you know, you're looking for wisdom and you're seeking ministry. Because maybe you need help and you're in a situation right now where you don't know what to do. Let me tell you, God is for you. He can help you through this. And always choose life.
You go to VFNTV.com, click on links at the top, and we have several resources available for you right now. I encourage you, stop, think, go, listen, see your child, pray, and realize that child was you at one time in your life. And when you were being born, and being grown in the womb. And if you'll give that child life, I'm telling you, you'll never regret it. Well, there is a movie coming out. I believe the date of the movie is in May. We'll let you know at the conclusion of talking about it. But it's called Persecuted. Persecuted. This is not just a movie, but it's a movement. And it's so important because of today's technology and You just can't believe everything that you read. You can't believe everything that you hear. I mean, everything that we say, we tell you, go verify it. You know, research it yourself. That's why we try to give. If you notice, when you go to the VFN Torch, when we make more things available to you on the Torch, maybe you're listening on radio and you can't see the video, we want you to see yourself. But we also put related links in there so you can actually read what we're talking about.
Right.
And we tell you continually, hey, read your Bible so you can actually, you can check us, but check everything. But understand this, that print media, and they understand that if you can produce a narrative over people that's not true, people will begin to believe it. If you say a lie long enough, they say, it becomes truth.
Yeah, that's what Hitler said, right?
Yeah, Hitler said, if you say a lie long enough, it becomes truth. And that's just the way things are, unless you can verify it with the truth itself, which is the Word of God. And so this movie is so important. I think it's going to be truly a movement. It totally makes sense. I kind of see it. I've always kind of felt like this is it's so easy to be able to do. But I want you to be able to watch it now. And this is the movie trailer. It's going to be coming out, I believe, on May the 1st.
The largest in the country. Well, a new political thriller called Persecuted is coming to theaters this spring, where a member of Congress frames a nationally known evangelist for murder because he tries to block sweeping religious reform. And CBN's Wendy Griffith has a small part in the film. Director Daniel Lusco told her the frightening scenario is not as far-fetched as you might think. Wendy recently sat down with Lusco and actor Brad Stein to talk about the film.
There are those who claim that your ministry is intolerant, that your crusades may even threaten the freedoms of others.
Freedom is fragile and costly and must constantly be defended.
Daniel, what inspired you to write Persecuted?
The Holy Spirit inspired me to write Persecuted. I woke up one morning and it was there. The government was trying to take control of everything, including the very source that gave our country its foundation, which is biblical truth.
I cannot water down the gospel.
James Remar plays lead character, evangelist John Luther. We met on location during filming in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Tell me about John Luther.
John Luther is the hero of our story, and he becomes a major evangelist at the level of a Billy Graham at a time when America becomes an unwelcoming environment for the gospel. And he's discredited. He is tarnished. He's taken away from his family and his ministry, and eventually has to go on the run as a fugitive to prove the truth.
So, John, what is your opinion of the primary tenets of the Faith and Fairness Act?
Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson and I both have roles in Persecuted. She as the news anchor who questions John Luther's motives, and myself as a legal expert who talks about Luther's checkered past.
And leaving the scene of an accident. Talk about a relapse.
Well, you played a very powerful role. And I'll just say this, Wendy, our own Wendy Griffith from the 700 Club is an important role in the movie. And again, establishes the credibility of the case against John Luther.
Do you mind if we get a picture with my daughter?
So basically you have a famous evangelist, John Luther, who is framed for murder by a member of Congress because he's standing in the way of the sweeping religious reform. Is this really fantasy, or is this something that you could actually envision happening in America?
It really is beginning because we allow ourselves to be silenced in the name of political correctness.
Why is Persecuted not your typical Christian film?
Well, we have an all-star cast in the film of Persecuted, and I think it's because we have an all-star story that has come in sync with the pulse that is happening across our country, and I think people are picking up on that, regardless of what political view you come from. So I'd love for people to go and visit facebook.com/persecutedmovie, because that's where we're going to be posting updates about the film, screening updates, tour updates, contests, everything leading up to the release.
Persecuted opens in theaters nationwide May 9th. Also look for Persecuted the novel in stores on April 1st. And Pat, that Wendy Griffith keeps proving she's so ever versatile, gifted, and talented.
Incredible. TV personality, movie actress. What else you got on the
This agenda? Is my first big screen role. I mean, yeah. You can't blink, though. You got to be really glued to the screen. But, you know, get your popcorn and head to the theaters May 9th.
That's an interesting show. You know, it is very, very believable. It would be easy to frame somebody.
It's a thriller. It's not your typical Christian movie that you go
you don't
to see.
Want it a typical Christian movie. I think this is more.
And Daniel Lesko was so much fun. You know, it was. You know, I'm used to being on camera, but making a movie is totally different. And when I was there on location in New Mexico, you know, first of all, they have a trailer for you, and it's really cool. And then
the star on the door.
There wasn't a star on the door. It was a pretty dusty little, well, it was in Albuquerque. It was in the middle of summer. But, you know, the director talks you through how to say your lines, and it's really cool. It was a very cool experience.
Yeah, you don't have this now. Nobody's talking you through.
Not here. No, we're all ad-libbing.
Okay. But that's an exciting movie. If people want to go see it, I think it's going to be very good.
Absolutely. May 9th.
So. We don't want to be paranoid, but the truth is that it is so easy to set somebody up in today's world. It is so easy to do it.
Yeah, I mean, this lead character, he was like... imagine the biggest evangelist in America that you can think of and framed for murder. And then he has to run for his life because, you know, he's trying to stop Congress from pushing through this this act that's going to make water down the gospel. Yeah. So it's really an exciting movie, and it was a fun experience.
I'm glad you were on it. And I think, ladies and gentlemen, just to see Wendy's worth the price of admission. Bring your friend.
Well, I'll tell you what. Right after this break, you're going to get to see firsthand the movie trailer. This movie's going to be released on May the 9th. Come back from the break so you can see what it is about.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, there's nothing more frustrating sometimes when you miss something that you wanted to be able to see, and something you couldn't record it maybe, you couldn't get to it. But you know what? Every weekend we're doing things around the yard, or we're doing things, some hobbies, or we're going out visiting people, or whatever it is. We're driving in our cars to different places. Did you know you can catch the entire week's program every weekend for 24 hours starting at 9 a.m. Central Time all the way to 9 a.m. Central Time Monday morning? It's called Marathon Weekend. It's that week's program playing back to back. Don't miss it. Speaking of that, I am hungry this morning. I don't know what it is.
Well, don't forget you found what you lost before. Just keep it going. Keep it going. You're doing good.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm reminding you. You're reminding me.
Well, you know, I did. I had my shake this morning.
Did you?
Yeah, I kind of.
Some of it.
That's coffee.
Oh.
He mixes chocolate and coffee.
I can't tell the difference.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I went to a darker cocoa. I had this one cocoa. It's like a big, I remember my grandmother years ago, you know, she was cooking and she had this cocoa, you know, and as a kid you're thinking, you know, Nestle's a mix or whatever you make chocolate milk with or something. Mm-hmm. And there was a day you actually had to take the powder out of a can and put it in your milk and stir it. Now you just buy it already made up. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Anyway, so you had this cocoa, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. She's making a cake or something. And I'm looking over there, and she's only like 4 foot something. But I'm like, man, that was like 4 foot of meanness, because she said she's sweet as she can be. She's sweet. She was a welder, by the way, in the ship during the war.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she helped build ships because the men were over fighting wars. So she was a welder during that time. And, and she, you know, she's small. And, you know, I mean, I've done this myself as an adult. But anyway, I said, oh, that looks so good. And so she gets a big tablespoon. It was probably a teaspoon. You probably got to fit my, it's a tablespoon, teaspoon, spoon, whole heaping spoonful of cocoa, and puts it in my mouth. And I'm thinking, this is going to be
great.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm like, oh, this is dirt. Actually, my grandfather chewed snuff. I'm like, this is like snuff. This is terrible. I'm like gagging and throwing.
Yeah, you're coughing up.
You're coughing all this stuff up. And it's like, yes, exactly. And then she just looked at me, just kind of smiled. You know, I didn't realize at that time that was evil.
Yeah, right.
And then she said, don't use wire hangers. No, she didn't. No, she didn't. She was sweet as she can be.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. We are going to go right into this movie trailer for Persecuted. This is so relevant. And they say this is not a movie. This is the beginning of a movement. Persecuted. Listen up.
It's a political thriller. Persecuted is about an evangelist named John Luther, who's renowned at the level of a Billy Graham, and at the height of his career, America becomes an unwelcoming environment for the gospel.
John Luther is a world-famous televangelist. He's got millions of viewers and a huge business, if you will, that is all geared towards preaching the gospel and expressing his faith. And he's very successful. He's a married man. He's happily married. He has a beautiful daughter. Things are going really well for him. And it's going really well for him on the strength of what he does. His personal energy, his charisma, his commitment to his teachings are all very profound and very, very solid. And then things conspire to upset that.
But the Bible says that no government can ever bring peace to mankind. Why?
You know, as a wife myself, I think it was kind of easy to find a little bit of myself in this character. Monica is clearly a supportive wife. Has maybe felt a little bit forsaken from time to time with a husband who's in the spotlight and somebody who is a man that stands up for what he believes, but maybe sometimes at the expense of his own family.
Individual threat to the lead character in the movie, but a challenge to his faith. I think the theme of the movie has to do with the power of faith and the ability to overcome great obstacles, both practical and theological.
I play a character named Senator Donald Harrison, sort of a slippery incarnation of evil. I think he's just trying to work for the greater good in his mind.
Played the President of the United States, but I kind of play a guy that's really kind of bad behind the scenes, trying to get some legislation passed that turns out to be pretty unpopular, but utilizing a senator who's actually the front man, if you will, but always staying back far enough so that I can have some plausible deniability.
But I also think it's very timely for what we're discussing actually every day on the show, on Fox and Friends. There's a Christian message here, there's a political message here, and I think it's very timely with regard to what politicians might do and some cases to get things done.
So I'm making a brief appearance as a CNW anchor telling the news about the death and murder and apparent rape of this young girl that the reverend in the story, John Luther, is being alleged, all the allegations against him. So literally what this movie is about is being debated throughout the entire world. At the United Nations, there are countries and religious movements that are pushing to criminalize speaking out about your faith, telling others what you believe, because it may hurt their feelings, because it hurts national unity, because it causes outrage. So they are using what will be outrage to then criminalize the freedom of speech and the freedom to express your faith. And that is very real, and it is a fight that's happening right now.
If I had my say, I hope and pray that Persecuted affects people, number one, with the quality of the work. It's a wonderfully shot, it's got a great story behind it, great actors. So it really, I think, has a reach that potentially could be bigger than a lot of films that have a faith element attached to them. But from a personal ideological standpoint, I really, really care about the fact that even though it's a drama, and even though it's fiction, it's dealing with how governments and power can be used to destroy a citizen, a human being who happens to have a different point of view than somebody else, and how when power and pride controls, then it's tyranny, and it oppresses, and it destroys everything in its way.
Persecuted, May the 9th. Make sure you're there. This is going to be so exciting that to this understanding, getting perspective and watching these quotes. For those that are listening on radio, that were watching on television, the Christian Television Network, you can see this on BFNTV.com and watch these quotes from Abraham Lincoln, from George Washington, from President Ronald Reagan, John F. Kennedy.
Martin Luther King.
Don't pray that life is easier. Pray that we'll be stronger men. Is that something?
Yes.
And today, that would be the bipolar opposite of that. Or what was Dr. King's quote in the context of that?
Oh,
it's a powerful quote about remaining silent and just being there, being present. And it's just I could feel how these things are merging together, because it's taking who we are in our original intent, and it's being challenged in the context of it, and the church is having to rise up. When it rises up, then it's being persecuted.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Hence, persecuted.
Yeah.
And quite often, that's when there's breakthroughs. So, my goodness, we just need to really pray and believe it may. And you think about this. I think about this, too. And I was going to talk about this in the future, but this is a perfect time to talk about it. I mean, Hollywood, when you think about Habakkuk 2:2-3, I mean, God specifically lays out how we are to lay out vision.
Mm-hmm.
And because God's designed the human being, us, to respond towards articulated vision where we can buy in. Well, you think about Hollywood. Hollywood has a great ability now with a $100 million budget to bring home a vision in such a clear way that when you show up with your PowerPoint and your three, you know, and you're biblically correct, and they're just so overly stimulated by the visions of the world that are laid down, you know, it's kind of hard to compete with that. But when you look at movies like Persecuted and God Is Not Dead,
yeah,
and these other movies that are coming out, it's just a rise of quality, ability to be able. So you think, well, why would we need to be able to be in the movies or have that media? Because Habakkuk 2:3 says that if you can write a vision and make it plain so other people can run with it, then they can get it and they can have it. So if you're going to pull out this old transparency thing and hold it up on some overhead thing and start talking about something while you're competing with a $100 million budget,
right?
Now, granted, the presence of God resolves all that, but how do they go? How would they go? Why not, you know, believe God for the media mountain, you know, that God would take that over the seven mountains. One of those mountains is the media mountain. And it looks like a rise in quality and production. And not only that, but a relevant, timely and relevant, because that's coming out 2 years before we actually begin to choose new. Actually, a few months before we choose leadership.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's a government by the people and for the people. So when you are deciding on who you're going to choose to lead your school board all the way up to Washington, D.C., find out their values. Find out who these individuals are. Forget about the party. Find out about the individual. Who is Jesus to you? How is your soul? Mm-hmm. Who knows you? Mm-hmm. And who knows your fruit? And I'll never forget, I was asking a governor that was running for governor, and this governor says, you know, asked some very specific questions, and he said, well, it's on the website. I said, I'm looking at you now. I want to hear it right now.
That's right.
Who is Jesus to you? You know, and I wanted to know. And he could tell me whatever it is, but I wanted to hear from that particular person, and they proved right in their decisions and what they did, because we want to be able to vote for, you know, leadership that's godly leadership, you know, values, they have values, founding fathers, and the founder of Earth, God himself in the universe. And we can do that because it's a government by the people and for the people. Don't forget, it's Persecuted. It's coming out May the 9th. Make sure you catch it. The website is find out. You can go to VFNTV.com, click on the torch, and all the details will be there. God bless.
The Army Navy Store. Come visit us today, one of our two locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and Fort Walton Beach, where we have tactical gear, guns, ammo, multicam, and so much more. Come see us today. Amazing Automotive, serving all of your automotive needs for over 30 years, where their motto is, if it flies, floats, or rolls, we can work on it. On the corner of Hollywood and Marietta Boulevard, come bring your vehicle in today. DME, Digital Media Education. If you have an interest in learning how to create exciting and impactful videos, or how to better understand the technology of recording and producing music, then Digital Media Education is for you. Contact them today. You Scrub a Pup in Merriester, right across from the Santa Rosa Mall, where we offer three levels of service for all of your dog washing needs. Shampoos, after bath doggy colognes, lots of treats and belly rubs, and so much more. Bring your dog in today. We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.